Hi, I'm Chris Evans with the City of Ames. The Ames City Council has made a commitment to valuing environmental sustainability. There are many Ames programs that support this goal. Some of them may not be things you're aware of, and so we're using this opportunity as part of Earth Day appreciation to highlight various departments, projects, programs, and services. My guest is John Dunn, who serves as the Director of the Water and Pollution Control Department. The department is home to the water treatment facility, and sustainability is important to the day-to-day operation of the department and the long-term vision for the department's future. John, could you start off by telling us a little bit about your position and the Water and Pollution Control Department?
Yeah, absolutely. The department that I represent is, as you said, the Water and Pollution Control Department. We're part of the larger City of Ames government organization. So just like Public Works or the fire departments or other departments that you might typically think of when you think about local government. So we're under the City Council, so they're our policy-making body. One thing, though, that sets us apart a little bit from most other city departments is that we receive $0 in tax support. So we're entirely funded by revenue that comes from customers paying their water and sewer utility bills.
Great. How about a little bit more about your background? Have you been with the department very long?
Yeah, it's actually been my privilege to be a part of this department for more than 25 years. I'm in my 15th year as the director. The types of things I do in this role, do a lot of budget work. So putting together the operating and the capital budgets, doing the rate setting, all of that. Also, there's a fair amount of engagement with regulators and legislators on matters that impact the water utilities. And beyond that, the way I describe my role is really to be the shepherd. So my job is to keep the wolves at bay so that the rest of our folks here in the department have the chance to do the good work that they do for our customers.
Great. Well, I'm excited to hear about some of this good work as it relates to sustainability. I was wondering if you could highlight some of the sustainability efforts for the water treatment side of the department, please.
Yeah, so we do have treatment at both ends of the municipal water cycle. So let's do focus in on the drinking water side here. The way in our department that we describe our mission is that it's to protect public health and the environment. So really almost every aspect of what we do is somehow connected by a thread to the idea of environmental protection and sustainability. But one of the things when we talk specifically about the drinking water plant that I think it's really one of the neat sustainable aspects of it that the public probably doesn't think much about is that our treatment process only has one byproduct, and that byproduct is 100% recycled. So we're a lime softening plant, and we generate a residual waste stream called softening residuals that's comprised of calcium carbonate, so think like sidewalk chalk, and magnesium hydroxide, like what you would find in an acid. Those two materials together make a perfect soil conditioner. And we've got the advantage that most farm fields in our part of Iowa need regular pH adjustments every few years to be able to optimize the nutrient uptake by crops. So every year we have a contractor that comes and they'll take all of those lime softening residuals that we've stored over the year and they'll land apply it to farm fields as an agricultural lime. So 100% recycled, zero waste going into the landfills from the operation of the drinking water plant.
That's really exciting that there's essentially no waste coming from the treatment of our drinking water.
Yeah, it's really a zero waste process.
Great. Well, looking at that new treatment facility out on 13th Street, was there any sustainability aspects that were incorporated into that project?
you know, we wanted the design of the new plant to be a reflection of our mission. And so environmental protection and sustainability were really important considerations. And those are things that we stressed to our design team right up front that we wanted to try to include in the design of the facility. So just some examples of some of the things that we did. We incorporated, you know, a white high reflectivity membrane roof across the entire facility. And we also used a special concrete mix that resulted in a brighter, whiter than normal concrete. And that's what got used in the drives and the parking areas. So why is that important from a sustainability perspective? Well, it's because both of those help to mitigate that urban heat island effect, you know, where you get a lot of buildings together, really dark surfaces, and they absorb and radiate all of this heat. And this helps cut down on that. Visitors to the site will also notice, I think, when they pull up or even as they're driving by on East 13th Street, they'll notice that we've seeded the property down in deep-rooted native prairie grasses. And those help hold soil in place, which helps prevent phosphorus from moving into the rivers. And it also helps to infiltrate water. So that's important for mitigating drought. It's also important in trying to mitigate flooding. So those are some of the things we did on the site. There were a lot of things that we did inside the facility as well to try to be sustainable. So we used locally produced wood in the construction of the plant. There was a requirement that it had to have been harvested from a sustainably managed forest, and it had to have been grown within, you know, a fixed number of miles of our location. Our contractor was required to reuse or recycle at least 75% of the waste that was generated during the construction of the facility. And that's something that folks might not think a lot about either, is that building a facility of this size, just the construction process alone generates a lot of waste. And so we charged our contractor with recycling or reusing at least 75% of that waste. And I think that the actual diversion rate that they achieved was greater than 90%. So that's a pretty cool thing to be able to say for a facility of this size. We also went through an enhanced commissioning process for the heating and cooling systems in the building to make sure that they're functioning as they're intended to. And of course, water efficient fixtures were incorporated throughout the facility. There's no way we would build a water plant without trying to incorporate water efficiency in everything that we do inside the building.
It's a smart thing to do, is incorporate that water efficient as well.
Yeah, it's just, again, it's really in keeping with our message, and it's us practicing the things that we encourage other businesses to do.
Lead by example. That's great.
Yeah. I would note as well, not only was all of this green infrastructure that we incorporated good for the environment, it turned out to be a very good deal for our ratepayers as well. In return for our facility becoming LEED certified, and LEED is an acronym that stands for Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design. That's a third-party certification process that we went through, got our facility certified. And in exchange for doing that, the Iowa Department of Natural Resources essentially gave us a grant in the amount of $6.6 million. So that's $6.6 million that our rate-paying customers now don't need to cover.
Wow, that's incredible. So, John, how would I go about visiting this unique treatment facility?
Well, we're really looking forward to the end of this COVID era, when we're able to have the public come back and come see these facilities firsthand. And we are starting to take some reservations for those types of tours. So anyone who's interested in doing that, if they're a part of maybe a scout group or a civic group that might be interested, they can reach out to us here at the water plant at 515-239-5150, and we can help them get that arranged.
Great. Well, thanks for taking the time to talk to me, John, about the water treatment plant and its sustainability.